This is Rob Long with Martini Shot on KCRW. If you've ever seen the movie The Karate Kid, you know it's about a young man, played by Ralph Macchio, training with a wise old martial arts master until he is ready, both physically and spiritually, to face down a bully played by William Zabka. There is, though, another interpretation from a different point of view. It could also be the story of a serious-minded martial arts student, Zabka, who is the victim of an unprovoked and violent attack by an emotionally unstable young man, Macchio, who subverts the tenets of martial arts to win over the girl and become the de facto boss of a street gang. And I know about this second interpretation because of, what else, the internet. Just Google the words alternate interpretation of and then insert the title of a popular movie or TV show and you'll see. The long-running sitcom Friends, I discovered, could also be about, and fair warning, this is dark, a homeless and mentally unstable woman, Phoebe, who peers into the window of the hip coffee joint Central Perk and imagines the lives and adventures of the personality she spies on. And this interpretation of the series is apparently supported by the final episode, in which the character of Phoebe is left alone as each of the other friends moves out of the city and into the suburbs. Now, it's highly unlikely that the creators and writers of the show had any intention at all of supporting this interpretation, just as it's unlikely that George Lucas, the impresario of the Star Wars multi-film universe, would agree with a currently popular internet perspective on his creation, which is that the Jedi Knights are a crackpot terrorist organization with an allegiance to a bizarre cult who are dedicated to overthrowing the basically peaceful Galactic Empire, policed by a one-man law enforcement officer who happens to go by the name of Darth Vader. And if you think about it long enough, it starts to seem possible. I mean, there are fan theories about Steven Spielberg's 1982 masterpiece E.T., namely that E.T. goes home, gathers an army of invaders, and returns to conquer the Earth in Steven Spielberg's 2005 film, The War of the Worlds. There are fan theories about The Fresh Prince of Bel-Air, that the Fresh Prince was actually killed in that one little fight he describes in the title song, and is now living in heaven, also known as Bel-Air, and even a rather convincing one about the old detective series Murder, She Wrote, which was about a kindly old mystery novelist who finds herself embroiled each week in solving a murder, and the fan theory, as you might have guessed, is that she is, in fact, a diabolical serial killer. Now, early in the 1970s, the sitcom All in the Family captured the tumultuous controversies of its time. The show's main character, Archie Bunker, was a reactionary bigot, always mixing it up with his progressive and liberal son-in-law, and clearly the show meant to expound on the virtues of the younger, modern, and more open-minded generation. But what happened instead was, it was Archie Bunker who caught fire with audiences. It was he, despite, or maybe because of, his outmoded and utterly reprobate attitudes, who became the fan favorite. I mean, it also helped that he was by far the most hilarious character on screen. Why don't audiences understand what we're trying to do with this show? You can imagine the creative team behind All in the Family asking. They like Archie Bunker? This isn't what we were going for at all. To which the only answer is, what do you mean your show? It's the audience's show. It became theirs the moment it appeared on their television sets. You see, fans tend to see the movie and the TV show they want to see, even if it means, as with E.T. and Friends and all the others, making up a very different story. And that's it for this week. Next week, we get burned by hot costs. For KCRW, this is Rob Long.